Hey, good morning. It's 9 FM. It's Mark and Sally here with you on the morning show. And today is Wasuff Wednesday, as it has been for some time. Wasuff is the leading recruitment website in Egypt, targeting highly educated professional and top companies. And now they have more services than jobs, like Wasuff coaches to help job seekers develop their own careers. And one of those Wasuff coaches joins us this morning. Amira Amin. Good morning, Amira.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
So tell me, what is this career coach thing then?
We're basically the ones who help people put the plan for whatever career move they're looking for next.
Okay.
So we're focusing on the ones who were slightly lost and they're not sure what to do. Mm-hmm. So we'll make sure that they have all the tools that they need to get to know what they want, how they're capable of doing it, what they truly like to do.
Okay.
And then set the plan for everything to make sure that the steps are clear and they have their clear path in front of them.
Right, so you're very, very much focused on the person and making sure that they get what they need from
exactly.
you.
Exactly, guidance.
That's all what career coaching is all about.
You're kind of like the Yoda, of sort of like the Yoda of Wasuff sort of thing.
Help you, I will.
Help you, I will.
Tell us then, because if someone's listening right now and they're thinking of a career shift, if they're thinking, I'm not happy with this thing that I'm doing every day, it's driving me mad. What happens? Where do they go from here?
Over the last couple of weeks, we talked about evaluating where you are and, you know, how to determine whether where you are is that just a wrong environment for you? You need to move somewhere else, or do you need to move career completely to be happier, to have better job satisfaction? So if that shift is on the cards,
right,
what happens?
The thing is, Rahab and Amgad already covered the point when it comes to your own personality, your self-awareness, how you can get to know yourself better. That will help you put the plan and put the things that you want to consider in front of you clearer. So the thing is that we want to consider and to talk about today is how the self-awareness can help you actually make the better career move. We've all been there. We've all been the person who's not happy with the job, not sure what's going wrong, but they're not satisfied. They don't like to wake up in the morning. They hate the commute. They hate the people, the hip company, everything is just bad.
Yeah, Mark, so, you hate me, right?
Like, yeah. This is my daily life. You described my life right there.
Just kidding. He just loves you. Right. So the thing is that we're trying to do here is get the people to understand what's going wrong with the career. So it's either the company, it's either the job, it's either the people around you. It can be one of these things. So what we actually do here was of coaches, we help people pinpoint the exact thing that's making them unhappy. Mm-hmm. It can be the career choice from the beginning that they we all know how education affects our career choices, especially right after graduation.
Yeah.
So a lot of people go to a certain job just because they were educated enough for it at the beginning, and then they quickly consider that probably that was the wrong move.
Yeah.
I chose the wrong major, I chose the wrong education track, and then they lose focus on of what they're supposed to be doing, and then they get lost.
Right. So what happens if they do? If that is the case, if you've chosen the wrong major, if you've done the wrong thing there?
Well, you'll despair at first, and then you cry a little.
despair
is normal.
Tears.
Yeah, you're going to spend a couple of years just getting, you're stuck in the rut and you feel like you're unhappy, and then you start to realize, perhaps I made a wrong turn at some point, and then you start to focus on what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step here is to sit with yourself, focus on what you actually do not like. So the process of elimination starts here. So the things that you do not like about your job could be the task, could be something specific that you're doing that's taking too much of your time.
It's always the boss, isn't it, as well?
And
it's always the boss. they're a nightmare.
Yes, that's true. I've had my share of good bosses. I'm not sure if I had a terrible experience with a boss before.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that I...
Well, you're a very lucky
person.
Very
lucky.
Yeah, very lucky. I think a lot of people who are employed can relate to the whole horrible bosses situation.
Yeah.
I've heard very bad stories about people, companies where the employers are not very... they don't recognize what to do, and they do not understand that you're exerting so much effort. Perhaps it's paying off, perhaps it's not. Still, there is not much recognition. So that can be a problem. Something else is about what you do. I mean, you had a terrible experience with call center, I think.
Oh, yeah. Call centers and me do not like each other.
Yeah. I was. At some point, I was a part of the call center.
You're
industry.
Also part of the... Yeah.
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I was trying to sell people...
What were you trying to sell them?
Windows.
Windows?
Yeah,
they
the
don't
phone.
Have
software?
Windows.
Huh? The software or
the actual Windows.
That's how old he is.
What, people don't sell Windows anymore?
No. Houses tend to come with them.
You might want new Windows.
Ah, right. Okay. Well, Mark, you and I can have a chat about that.
See, maybe that's why I wasn't doing very well with selling these windows. Nobody wanted them.
You need some
perhaps
career coaching.
You wanted to perhaps sell some doors, not windows.
Yes.
You need to shift the focus here.
Oh, yeah. Amira, where were you all those decades ago? Well, we're going to come back and we'll talk some more. Now, if you have a question about any of this for Amira, please do get in touch. You can text us on 1042. You can get in touch on Twitter as well, of course, at 9FM or on Facebook. And we will put your questions to Amira this morning. It's What's Up Wednesdays. We're here on The Morning Show at 9FM.
Yeah! Mark and Sally with the best start to your day. The Morning Show. Woo! On Nile FM.
Our guest on What's Up Wednesday is Amira this morning, who's not just a career coach.
No.
It turns out, also a life coach, telling me to have smaller burgers.
Yes, I know. She's been helping Mark in so many ways. She didn't know that she was signing up for this. But if your needs aren't necessarily what burgers to order, it's, she's got you covered on the career front as well.
Definitely. Thank you very much for being here with us this morning.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Hey, we've got some questions in already. A couple of here. Hot Mama gets in touch and says, at what age is the career shift too late? And also, Amal gets in touch as well and says, what if you want to have a career shift and you are 31 with lots of commitments such as car loans and rent and monthly bills and stuff like that?
Right, that's essentially the same thing. It's never too late for a career shift, even if it's 30, 40 or 50. It's all about the job that you have been doing is probably not the right thing. So you've learned things along the way. It's not all bad. It's definitely you had something good going on.
So the experience is good for potential employers?
Of course. Well, the experience, either any experience you'll get, you'll always learn something out of it. So the skills that you get or you gain throughout your employment is an essential thing for any job.
Okay.
So the thing is that it's never too late for a career shift, but you have to understand what you want to do next and what you're capable of transferring from this job that you're unhappy with to the job that you will be probably very happy with.
So there is a way to transfer, especially if you've got commitment. I mean, practically speaking, with reality, people got commitments, they got bills to pay, that sort of thing.
Yes.
So you're saying that there is a way to transition.
It is. It's going to be a challenging phase. Nobody is denying this. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to take some time. You should be realistic when it comes to choosing another job. You have to consider, of course, the commitment, the salary, the location, the people around you, everything. But it's all about what you can bring from the previous job that you did not like to the one that you will like.
Okay.
So this part is all about research. Research when it comes to the job that you would be interested in. You have a lot of ways you can figure this out.
Yeah.
We started with the self-awareness previously with Amgad and Rahab. So I'm here to help you complete the picture. This point is all about the tasks, the skills that you're capable of doing and you genuinely enjoy doing.
Okay.
So sit with yourself or even with a career coach. We actually do this as a part of the whole thing. It's career planning. So career coaching helps you map out everything when it comes to the skills that you are capable of doing and you enjoy doing. So we make sure that you have all the options in front of you and then you make sure you break them down and into categories of the level of how much you enjoy doing that.
So if someone comes to you, Amira, as one of the WhatsApp coaches, that's what you will do. You will help them and talk them through this and sit them down and say, this is what you need to look at.
That's my job.
So take us through that then. What are the sort of things that you would look for and to write down and to make notes of?
Well, we usually have two options here. Either you can refer back to your job description, the thing that you already have, and it's communicated to you, and then you can add to it the odd things that you end up doing along the way, because we always get involved in different things other than job description. So you have to be honest with yourself. Do you really like doing this or do you just do it because it's a job?
Right.
So a lot of people don't actually have the capacity to do this on their own. So this is the reason why a lot of coaches help with this. Or actually, a career coach definitely helps with it. So we make sure that all the options are in front of you, all the skills that you would end up doing in a workplace. And then you make sure that are categorized based on how truly you genuinely enjoy doing them, and then the ones that you are sort of neutral about it, and the ones that you hate.
Okay, so those transferable skills, but highlighting those very much.
Yes.
And I believe we had a message on Facebook this morning as well from Ahmed, who basically who wants to shift career after more than 5 years in the same industry. So that would be your suggestion to him. Find what skills he can transfer over to another field.
Yes, yes. It's always something that you can take from one career to another. It's either if you're shifting from let's say social media to graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bound to have worked on something like Photoshop and Illustrator and everything a lot as a part of the job.
Yes.
Other than content and scheduling posts and make sure you're moderating the page and everything. So make sure that you highlight or at least recognize that these skills that you have gained throughout can help you move to something else. And then, mm-hmm. of course, you build on it.
Yes.
You don't just stick to these.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's hard to identify those skills within yourself, isn't it? Sometimes when you look at your job, you think, well, I just go into work and I just do this and I just do that. And to actually identify those particular skills that are transferable is quite difficult.
That's true. When it comes here, this is the part when it comes to research.
Mm.
So researching the job that you are interested in doing is probably as something that is essential when it comes to shifting to something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you Andy's got a little cough.
I have a bit of a cough this morning.
It's okay. You do that.
Yeah.
We've got another question here. This is from Shoti, who says, do you think it's right for a college student to search for a part-time job after finishing his classes?
Yes, please. That's the first step that we tip that we always say to anybody who's at the beginning of their career search journey. You have to try. You have to test as much options as you can. As many options as you can, because this is probably your way of determining how which one would fit you better, because you have to test it in order to recognize which one would actually work most for you, or which one would you enjoy better.
And also because, you know, you have got no real responsibilities at that point in your life as well, so it makes it a lot easier to say, oh, I don't like this, bye.
Yes,
I can move on to something else.
The majority of people probably at this point, there are ones, of course, who have the responsibilities, they need to find a full-time job at this point, but for college students, you have to get as many internships as you can. Make sure you test out all the options that you have laid out in front of you, whether it's education related or not. But when it comes to career shifting, so recognizing what you have and what you can bring to another career, and then researching the other career, you need to know as much as you can about this other.
What you're stepping into.
Yes, the dream job. The dream job is always going to sound so fancy and something that you want to do, but you have to know more about it.
And you have to put the work in to do it. It's not just going to land on your lap and everything's not going to be rosy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hossein Hemdi says, sometimes it's not about being too late. It's about having those responsibilities that makes you feel like you have to do the job, whether you like it or not. But you're saying that it's not always like that, and that you can, if you do the right things, you can actually make the switch. It's going to be hard, but you can do it.
Yes, exactly. It is it's doable, but again, it's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of effort. And you have to remember why you're doing it at the first place, even if you had a bad point or you're feeling that you're not really getting anywhere.
Yeah.
Any step in the right direction is a good step.
Makes
all
the difference.
Small one. Yes.
All right. Well, we're still open for questions here. If you have a question, you can tweet at 9FM or you can get in touch on 104.2. It's What's Up Wednesdays. And we're here with Amira this morning. It's Mark and Sally on The Morning Show. Amira wants to hear some
London Grammar.
London Grammar. It's on the way after 1D.
And Sally playing the best hit music
in the heart of the city. I've been waiting for it.
This is Nyla FM's morning show.
Good morning, Amira.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Amira Amin is from Wasuf. It is Wasuf Wednesdays. And we're talking about careers and career shifting this morning. And we have more questions in.
Yes, Sarah says, I'm a college student. My college major is radio and television and media communication. And I'm thinking of getting a part-time job while I'm studying so I can be prepared for whatever it is out there when I graduate. So, do you have any recommendations or suggestions on if I should start looking for jobs in my own major or a different starter job? Thanks and all the love.
Okay, well, first of all, that's a very sane idea that you can start looking for something while you're still in the university.
Yeah.
Well, my recommendation at this, because I'm not sure, I don't have much information about you at this specific moment, but you can start with perhaps checking the major and the application for it in the real world, because they can be really different.
Yeah.
And then if you feel like this is probably not the thing that you were looking for, or not the thing that will make you happy, probably consider something else. But at this point, so there are two types of actions at this point. Either you know what you're looking for, or the career that you were interested in, so that you can try to test it out, which is the thing that she's interested in doing right now. Or if you're not sure what to do, and then you, at this point, you would consider perhaps something else that you would be interested in, or you'd even consider career coaching to help you put the plan, or at least give you a clear idea about what would fit you as a person.
Go and see Amira.
Yes.
She'll sort you out.
Please, yeah, you can. Everybody who is interested in doing this or would like to have some help when it comes to planning their career, they can reach out to us. They just visit coaches.wazzaf.net, and we're more than happy to help them out. Okay. We're always there.
And that's Wazzaf spelled W-U-Z-Z-U-F.
Yes. A lot of people pronounce it incorrectly. That's the right spelling.
Wazzaf.
Wazzaf.
Exactly.
Wazzaf.
All right. Well, tell us, you know, if people are thinking about shifting careers and making a change, what kind of jobs out there are there for people to shift to?
Yeah, and are the types? Are the
like types of jobs?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of types of jobs, of course. There are a lot of jobs everywhere, but there are types of career shifting, if you will.
Well, right, okay.
Yes, there are things that you, if you are in a certain industry, but you're not happy with a specific job or function that you are working in right now, you can shift to something else inside the industry. So you have the same technical background, you have the same experience,
yeah,
but you can consider something else with different specifications when it comes to the job itself.
Okay.
So that's a type of career shifting. Another one is perhaps the same job, but in a different industry. Think of it, if you're working in sales in an IT company and you're very interested in sales, but the job itself, like you, Mark, when you were studying Windows, perhaps that was not the right thing for you. Perhaps you would have considered selling something else.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So that's the same job, but different industry. Mm-hmm. And then there's something that's completely different than the one that you're doing right now, and something that has no, you have no idea about the industry itself. At this point, you need to consider perhaps looking more into what you can do. These are the steps that you have to take. You have to consider what you can do. You have to research the job market really well. Consider career coaching, of course, we'll always say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that you need to make sure that you use your network. A lot of people neglect this point. It's the number one way for getting anywhere most of the time, not just here. I'm talking statistically.
Worldwide as well.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Network is probably the highest number of conversion or highest percentage of conversions when it comes to jobs. The network can help you answer a lot of questions that you did not have an answer to, and will help you make sure that you get to know the right places that are hiring, the places that are interested in people. And then you make sure you research more about the employers and the companies. Mm-hmm. And then you make sure you tailor what you say in your applications, your CV, your motivation statements, and so on, to make sure that you fit the industry. So all of these can be the steps that you can use for a career shift or something that you are interested in, but you don't have the background for.
So if anyone's listening, by the way, and they just got lost a little bit, this interview will be online for you to listen back to and absorb everything that Amira is talking about. And if not, then you can visit the
coaches.wazzaf.net.
Gotcha. So but this opens up a very important point, which is Wazzaf Coaches. Like, how did this come about? Because it is so important.
It is. Well, we used to be the website that people go to for jobs. We are the number one
recruitment website.
Not
yes.
Not bragging on anything. Just the truth.
Well, brag. You know, brag if you've got
brag
something to
away.
Brag about.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So we've always been there in the market. So we recognize a lot of people have an issue with understanding what they can do when it comes to choosing a career.
Right.
So one of the most problems people usually come to us with is that I'm not sure where to go. I'm not sure what to do. I hate my job. I'm not sure why. I want to move to something else, but I don't know how it would look like. So that's why we came to understand that probably we need to offer more support to the job seekers or the people who are interested in working in the job market overall.
Right.
So that's how Wazzaf came to be, how Wazzaf Coaches came to be. So we're starting to be a more of a wholesome destination for supporting careers and interests in general. So we have Wazzaf Coaches, we have Wazzaf Meetups, and of course we have Wazzaf, of course, as a website, has the variety of opportunities of jobs that you can apply for. It's growing every day, and the jobs are growing and increasing every day, so make sure you check it out.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. And you guys got something coming up, right? Very soon?
Yeah, we have a session next week at 302 Labs. We're talking about how you can create your own plan for career coaching next week on Tuesday at 7
p.m. How you can create your own plan.
Yes.
For career coaching.
Yes, your self-awareness, your understanding of who you are as a person, how you deal with the environment around you, whether it's people or understanding your own thoughts.
Okay.
Your understanding of your own skills and tasks that you enjoy, what do you really like to do, and what you should look for in a company, your career values. All of these can be put together to make sure that you have a career plan. And of course, you have the job search strategy.
Yeah.
How you should look for jobs. What should you say when you look for a job? How should you use your network correctly? How you can make sure that your CV reflects what you have been doing for the years that you have been going on for so long. So that's basically what the session is all about. So we're waiting for you next week. I just want to say one last thing.
Yeah.
Regarding the career shift, the thing is that career shifting is, again, people ask that, is it too late to do that? It's never too late. You just have to understand the step that you're going to take next is going to take you some time. So make sure that you prepare yourself well for it. So if you know the career that you're interested in shifting, make sure that you start with the research, understanding more about the market and what you can bring to the other job. And then when it comes to not knowing what to shift for, which is the major issue that a lot of people face, this point you can consider perhaps career coaching, because it will help you make sure that you have everything set in plan.
Absolutely. I mean, this person just came in now and said, okay, guys, I've just tuned in. I'm 35. I hate my job with a strong passion. I have no idea what I want to do. Help! And says, is it too late to shift and start over from scratch? And if not, what should I do? Well, I think what you should definitely do is listen back to the whole of this interview when it's online today, because we have covered some of those issues. But definitely, it's never too late, as you were saying.
Never, never too late.
Oprah says, when you know better, you do better.
Oh, my God.
All right.
The wisdom of Oprah.
I had to bring her in. Jesus.
Also, this person says, can you guys tell me something that all three of you wish you knew before you had an official job and started in the workforce? Like, I think my number one problem when I start to actually work would be my sleeping schedule.
Yeah, that's going to be messed up for a while. The thing is that I wish I had, I would love to hear your answers as well. I wish I had known about myself and what I want career to offer me at some point, is I did not know what I'm capable of, what I'm truly interested in. So
Before you start putting your foot in the water and before you start doing different things, you don't really know what your calling or what your future career path might be, do you?
That's true. So the trying phase or the time frame that you spent working in a job that you did not like actually have taught you so much about what you would not want to do in the future.
So make sure
you utilize this knowledge about the things that you want to eliminate out of your options from now on. Is probably one of the major things to consider. So I would have loved to known this about myself. It would have saved me 3 years of nearly 4 years of doing things that are all over the place.
Yeah.
So I just want to say this. You have to understand what you want to do or want the job to offer you. So perhaps it will give you an idea about what sort of industry or field that should fit you as a person. And then look into what sort of job in the field itself that will help you.
Lots of research and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And say goodbye to your sleeping schedule, by the way.
Yeah.
To sleep, that person.
What? It's like having a baby. It's not going to happen.
Thank you so much, Amira, for coming in and joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It's been lovely talking to you. And if you're listening and you still have questions and you feel like you haven't had a chance to ask them, you can go on to Nile FM's Facebook page. There's a little WhatsApp post there. You can ask your questions and someone will get back to you.
Absolutely. Yes. And all the links and stuff like that as well. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for your time, guys.
Thank you so much.
Take care. This is 9FM. It's What's Up Wednesdays. And more of your questions next week at the same time, right about 9:15.
Do you want to shift your career but don't know where to go?
Yes.
Are you stuck in a job you hate and feel that Sundays are the worst?
That's true.
Are you struggling to find a job? We have teamed up with What's Up Coaches to help you plan your career. If you're a senior, student, a fresh graduate, or an experienced professional, don't miss What's Up Wednesdays on The Morning Show.
Morning Show.
Every Wednesday starting 29th August. Back this coming Wednesday. Missed an episode? Check nilefm.com to listen again.
Listen again.
What's Up Wednesdays with The Morning Show.
The Morning Show.
104.2 Nile FM.